Y'all listening to the Nasty Backpack Podcast.
What up, everybody? Y'all listening to the Nasty Backpack Podcast with your host, Nasty Backpack, where... All right, let's go ahead and get into it. So, I've been thinking a lot lately, and you know, on my journey as a newborn Christian, you know, one of the elements that we have to learn early, and it's one of the most important, if you really think about it, is forgiveness. Forgiveness is so important because when you become a brand new Christian, you give your life to God, like you're asking God, like, forgive me for the sins that I have lived by for so long. And because we have such an amazing God, and our Lord and Savior is so amazing, that our Lord Jesus, you know, he died a gruesome death for us, and so that our sins were forgiven. And you know, I just really kind of been thinking about this over the last couple of days, and because for a long time I was a person that had a hard time forgiving, and there was things that happened in my life that were unexpected that really caused me to not be able to forgive, and I held on to this bitterness towards people for a long time, not realizing that I was in danger of myself. I was damaging myself. I had I was rotting my heart to this not being able to forgive, and so you know, as I started going on my journey and I started receiving wisdom and just staying in the scripture and staying in the word of God, I realized forgiveness is a big part of what Jesus wanted from us. That's this, you know, it's something that we have to do, because he forgave us of our sins. We have to forgive others. And Jesus mentions this multiple times through Matthew and through Mark and through Luke. You know, in Matthew, as Jesus is telling us how to pray our Father, it tells us Matthew 6:12, forgive us of our debts as we forgive our debtors. In some of the newer versions, it's forgive us of our trespass as we forgive our trespassers. And so it's so important to be able to forgive. And there's people in my life that, for example, like I just yesterday, I got to spend the day with my grandmother, my Nana. And I haven't seen her in quite some time. And part of the reasons that we've gotten so distant is because there was some situations that happened years ago where it had hardened my heart. My heart was hardened towards my grandmother because I felt like she did me wrong in ways that, you know, when we're living a sinful life, like, you know, every time somebody trespasses against us, we take it personal. And this had a lot to do with my grandfather when he was still alive, in situations and just things that happened in our family. But, you know, because my family and me and my heart were having a hard time forgiving one another, I felt like my family has this curse on it, on us, where, you know, a lot of us hold onto this bitterness, and we just find it hard to let go of people that have done us wrong, that have trespassed against us, and we have a hard time forgiving. But when you get reborn and you're following the word of God, you know, and you start receiving wisdom, you start realizing your heart gets softened and you start letting go of some of that bitterness and that rotten root that holds you to that hardened heart where you find it hard to forgive. But I got to spend the day with my grandmother yesterday, and she got to see my son for the first time, my newborn baby, and we just had a beautiful moment and a beautiful day, and it was just like, man, like I need more of this in my life, like, you know. And I have a lot of family that, you know, our whole family, my whole family, because of us not being able to forgive, you know, we're all pretty distant. And at one point, when we were all younger, in our younger days, you know, we weren't like that. And it just seemed like, that's why it's so important to have God as the foundation in families, because these things happen in families. Families get drawn apart through issues or through some kind of event that happens that distances everybody. And it's happened in both sides of my family. I've seen it happen where family members don't talk to each other for years. And you know, then kids get older and cousins don't know each other. And that's kind of how it's been with my family. You know, I have a lot of cousins that I don't know because we've just been so distanced due to us not being able to forgive. And I feel like it's a curse when you hold that against you. It's the way that the devil uses us to through spiritual warfare and to not be able to see the goodness in the Lord. And you know, it's the devil hates us. The devil loves for us to hate one another and have that hatred in our hearts. And you know, it really blocks us from being able to just fully walk with God, because it's not in God's will for us not to be able to forgive. So if you're somebody that's dealing with a hard time forgiving, you must let that go, and you must receive the wisdom from the Lord to let it go. And you know, like I said, anytime you pray Our Father, it's in there for us to forgive our trespasses. Forgive us of our trespasses as we forgive our trespassers. And you know, that's, if you're praying that every day, you got to live by that, and you should be able to let go of anything that's heavy on your heart that you've been holding on to for years. I did it myself in 2020, I believe it was, in August of 2020, when COVID, it's either August or 20 or August of 21. I want to say August of 20, but COVID really hit hard, and families were locked down and schools were locked down. And at that time, I was working a lot. Like, it was, you know, in the field that I work in, you know, serving people with opiate use disorder, working in a treatment center, we didn't slow up one bit. As a matter of fact, we got even busier because certain departments just couldn't shut down. And so we were open nonstop. We, you know, and you know, at this time I had my two older kids, that was from an outside relationship from my marriage. And my daughter at the time, you know, I've raised my kids from babies to young people. And at the time my daughter was 14, just graduated from 8th grade, and my son was going into junior high, I believe, going into 6th grade, maybe going into 6th grade. I think he was going into 6th grade. My daughter was already in high school. She had just finished up her sophomore year, I believe. And, you know, the schools were putting the kids in, working from home, going to school from home full time. And, you know, me and my daughter, we've always had a tight relationship. Me and my son always have had a tight relationship. My kids were my life. They, you know, for 10 years, I raised them on my own, with the help of different people that came in my life at those times, my parents. During this time of COVID, when, you know, before COVID, well, when COVID was already going on and the schools shut down early, I was working a lot. I let my son especially, at that point I had a little girl. My daughter was still very young. She was only maybe 2 years old, 3 years old at the time. And I let my son go with my parents to kind of just hang out over there because they were on breaks, and the kids love to hang out with their grandparents, and not realizing, you know, grandparents let kids do whatever they want, and you know, it's like an amusement park. You go to your grandparents, they give you everything you want, they feed you whatever you want, they let you stay up all night and play video games all day, and you know, there's very little rules than what is at home. And so you know, my son spent about two months with his grandparents, and then they started, he came home right before the week before school, just to get acclimated back at home, get acclimated with the rules again and the bedtimes and things of that nature. My daughter, everybody was getting ready back for school. My daughter had just got her phone taken away for things that she was lying about and doing on her phone that she shouldn't have been doing, that I caught her with, because, you know, our kids stay on the phones, and if you're not going through the phones regularly, then your kids are going to get tempted to do things that they're led, because the world is just ungodly at that point, you know. And that's why it's so important to be to have a strong foundation for your kids, by having a strong foundation for your house. And you know, I'm a big believer in that the church should be at home. The church should be in your hearts. We are all temple of God, and our temples have to be clean and precise. They have to be perfect for God at the end of the day. And we have to raise our kids to follow God, walk with God. And at this time, I didn't have God in my life. I was living in sin, doing a whole bunch of things that I shouldn't have been doing, having problems with my marriage, having problems with just living in sin, living crazy, didn't have God at all, wasn't in church, wasn't praying, wasn't walking with Christ. And, you know, my daughter had just got grounded for things that she was doing in her phone, talking to older men I don't even know who these men were or where they were from. I never found that out, but I grounded her and took her phone away. And this is the week before they start school. They start school on Monday, August 12th, I believe it was. And so this was a couple days. Maybe it was like August 7th. I think it was August like 7th. And so my son comes back home. My daughter's home. She's grounded. And I'm at work and I get a text message like on Thursday, the weekend, right before the weekend starts, before school. And my daughter asks if she can go to her mom's. And I'm like, sure, you know, like school's about to start back up. Like, go ahead and go to your mom's and, you know, for the weekend. And then we'll come back and we'll start school and everything will be lovely. And then the Sunday right before school starts, I get a text message from the mom, from their mom, and she's gonna bring the kids home. And she asked like, what time do you want me to bring them? I'm like, okay, bring them at this time. I should be home at this time. It was like 6 o'clock, 7 o'clock. And then I get a text message a couple hours, like an hour later, and she's like, I'm not bringing the kids back. Kids are not going home. Kids are, and I'm like, yo, you're joking. I'm like, bring my kids back, please. Like, let's not do this. The kids have been living with me for 10 years. They've, you know, they only go to the moms on the weekends, or at this point it was like every other weekend. And she wouldn't bring them. And from that point, I haven't really seen my kids too much since then. And this was like a plan that my daughter and her mom kind of cooked up, which pulled my son into it. And for a long time, I wasn't able to see my kids. She kept the kids from me. I tried to go. I went over there with the cops. Cops made me leave. I got the courts involved. I got CPS involved, Children Protective Services. And nobody would really, because there wasn't a custody agreement, she was paying child support to me, but there was no custody agreement ever put in place. And so when we went to court, the courts were like, you know, when we try to get that all established, at this time, the process had got drawn out to about a 2-year process where, you know, the kids are pretty much can make their own decisions. And at that point, the kids didn't want to come back home to me. They didn't want to come back home. And it was really hard because the same thing, like when my kids were with the grandparents, or my son was with his grandparents, you know, the mom, same thing with the mom. You know, the mom lets them do whatever they want, lets them stay up for whatever, like, don't just play video games all day, stay on your phones all day, I won't go through them. We'll be more like roommates and friends instead of an actual parent. In that time, my daughter got molested by her mom's cousin. My son was a honors, not only an honor student, but he was in the gifted program with the school. His grades dropped tremendously, and he just loves video games too, like just stayed on video games. When they were with me, we were reading constantly. Like, my kids had to read every single night. And you know, I just didn't, you know, because God wasn't in my life and I wasn't able to install that in my kids, they just turned to sin along with their mom, and they just totally abandoned our family. And at the time, it's me, my wife, and our stepkids, and we were one big family, you know. And so they just totally abandoned everything. And I held that I held that in for so long. I could not get over the fact, especially when I had 10 years worth of evidence that I turned over to the court system, and the court system gave me 10 minutes to present my case. And you know, that was when I found out my daughter got molested. That was all new evidence, and that was in the custody of her mom, and while she was with her mom, and just the irresponsibility of just leaving her alone with this this child molester. And I had hatred towards a lot of people. I hated everybody. I blamed everybody. I couldn't forgive anybody. I blamed my parents. Because my parents were still involved with the mother of my kids, and so they would go still see my kids, and I couldn't see my kids. So I held that. I couldn't let go of that. I had hatred towards my kids, the mother of my kids, for you know, just putting my kids in this bad environment, and you know, just ruining who they were becoming, you know, stunting their growth is the way that I was looking at it. Because, like I said, my daughter was doing so well, my son was doing so well. Besides, you know, like the lying and things like that, you know, that they were doing a lot better. They had structure in their life, and that structure all got removed. And I walked around for 2 years not being able to forgive anybody. I didn't see my kids for 2 years. And eventually I ended up forgiving my parents, because they were everybody's getting older, you know, everybody's getting older. And, you know, as we get older, we become just a shell of who we were, and our health doesn't start, our health starts falling apart. And I didn't want my daughter and my kids that I have with my wife not to know their grandparents because of trespasses that had happened prior to them. And I didn't want to rob my daughter and my son, my kids, to their grandparents. I didn't want to do that, because that's kind of what happened to me growing up. Not growing up, but as a young adult, that's what happened kind of to our family, where, you know, we stopped going around certain people because we knew it was going to upset other people. And we felt like we had to kind of carry that debt that other people had trespassed it on. And for years I walked around blaming everybody. I blamed my daughter, I couldn't forgive her, I couldn't forgive my son. My son it's my junior, so it's even like, I, you know, the fact that, you know, I had opportunities to bring him back home, and after so much time, he didn't want to come back home. After so much time, he didn't want to come visit. And it took me really growing to figure out, like, to be okay. Honestly, it took me reading Proverbs to have that understanding, to have to forgive, and to hold on to certain problems and issues, and not having a forgiving heart, like, it was gonna lead to destruction. It was gonna lead to, you know, not following the will of God, because Jesus forgave all our sins. And who am I to walk around and not be able to forgive my kids, not be able to forgive my parents, not be able to forgive their mom, not be able to forgive the molester that molested my daughter while she was at her mom's, and just holding that hatred in my heart. And when I was reborn, I let go of all that and had to. You know, Jesus told us in Matthew 6:14, for if you forgive others their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. And then 6:15, but if you do not forgive others their trespasses, neither will the Father forgive your trespasses. This is why it's so important, you guys, to open up our Bibles, because the Bible is the Word of God. That's how we speak to God, and that's how God speaks to us. You know, chapter in John 1:1, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And if we don't open up our Bibles, you're missing all the wisdom that is there for you. You're missing that communication between you and God. And it's so important that we open up the Word and we dive into Scripture and we break it down. Because in so many chapters, forgiveness is something that is heavily emphasized on. Ephesians 1:7, in him have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of our trespasses according to the riches of his grace. Mark 11:25, and whenever you stand praying, forgive if you have anything against anyone, so that your Father also who is in heaven may forgive you your trespasses. And then 26, but if you do not forgive, neither your Father in heaven forgive your trespasses. And it's just, you know, after diving in Scripture and learning that we can't hold on to these burdens, we can't hold on to these problems, we can't hold on to this hatred. If you guys are needing to forgive somebody, or you're holding on to a burden that's causing you to block your blessings, you must let go. You must let go of it. You must come to ease. Trust me, there's people in my family that I got to have this conversation with in depth, because this is a problem that's heavily in my family. And when you allow it to just rot the roots of your foundation, it's going to stop you from your salvation. And so you can't be truly saved if you cannot forgive. And so you know, just wanted to kind of go over that. Have you guys ever had issues in your life that caused you to be distanced from somebody? You know, you just gotta learn to let go. You gotta learn to let it go and forgive those. Forgive those folks who trespass against you, so that our Lord can forgive you of your trespasses. And, you know, so just a lot to think about, guys. I just want to kind of dive into the Word of forgiveness and what it means to us, and how wisdom can help you learn to forgive. We'll leave it with a little prayer. Lord, I thank you for everything that you're doing for us. I thank you for this podcast, Lord, and for everyone listening. I ask that you bless them. You bless them in a way, Lord, that help them lean on you for the wisdom. Help soften their hearts, Lord, so that they're able to forgive those who trespasses on them, Lord, so that you can forgive them of their trespasses. Lord, I ask that you continue to use us, Lord, to spread your word, that you bless all our listeners with a strong foundation to you, Christ. That you draw us in closer, and you just protect us from our trespassers, but you also forgive us and allow us to forgive our trespassers, Lord, so that we can fulfill the will of you. Lord, we stay deep in your mercy and in your grace, Lord. We thank you for everything that you're doing in our lives. We just we continue to ask to guard our hearts against bitter roots and just shield us from having a hardened heart, Lord. We see the wonders that you're doing in our lives, Lord. We stay in your deep mercy. And Lord, you are the prime example of one who forgives. And we just ask that you lead us into your footsteps, Lord, so that we can learn to forgive like you have. Lord, we ask that you protect us from ourselves, from bitterness. We ask that you protect us from us rotting our own souls with hatred. And we ask that you just continue to work through us, Lord. Fill us with the Holy Spirit and lead us to salvation. In your name, Lord. In the name of Jesus, the God of God, the Kings of Kings, our Lord of all. We love you. Amen. There you have it, everybody. I hope this helped everyone. It's your boy, Nasty Backpack. We out.
Y'all listening to the Nasty Backpack Podcast.